Wednesday past there. There were an accident about 5:30 in the evening. A young girl came around the corner, clipped the curb. The car went into a spin for about 30 metres, went over the ditch, and ended up in young Darren or Ronan Bevere's garden, in the middle of the garden. The car was probably destroyed, you know, but the girl wasn't seriously hurt, but she was very, very badly shook up, you know.
And of course...
We had to go for the recovery truck then and move it out of the middle of the garden.
And of course, too, then the concern would have been if the car had come into contact with another vehicle whilst it was spinning out of control. That's the worry, isn't it?
That's the worry, Greg. That's what happened, the fatality accident. That's what happened to two young fellas, you know, come round the corner, clipped, and unfortunately they were very unlucky. A lorry was coming their way, you know, and if this girl had made a car or van or anything else, it would have been probably maybe another fatality, you know.
Mm. And whilst uninjured, thankfully for the most part uninjured, you know, that would leave you very shocked, very nervous, very distressed. I mean, it is, and then the damage and loss of the vehicle. I mean, it is a real sickener for the girl.
It's a real sickener for the girl, but, you know, as I said to her, you know, you're probably unlucky but lucky, you know, for just a few weeks back there, a couple of young fellas killed around this corner, you know.
Mm.
And Ronan Bevere has just moved into his house, Greg, just maybe 6 weeks ago, and he was the first on the scene of that fatality accident. And, you know, he's a young girl of 7 years of age, and I can't let her out of the house now since he's moved in, you know, because the wall and around the house is completely demolished with cars hitting it. And he's in a very rare scenario for he doesn't even want to build a wall in case somebody gets seriously injured.
Mm.
And he doesn't feel safe without a wall, you know.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. Yeah.
And he was on to the council maybe 3 years ago about, you know, about maybe putting signage up and stuff like that, which the council did come out and put the signs up, you know, on both sides of the corner, but they didn't last 3 months. They're all knocked down with, you know, with accidents, Greg.
Mm. What do you think is the solution? Signage is fine, right? And I certainly don't want to attribute any blame in any of the recent collisions because we simply don't know. But I do know signs are there to try and reduce the speed of people who may not be familiar with the roads, but they're just signs, right? Is still the best short-term solution some sort of rumble strips or whatever it might take to physically slow the cars and lorries and what have you down?
Well, I would say the one that would slow them down, we would need probably four ramps in the village, you know. Mm. We need two on either side of the corner, you know. That's what really would slow them down.
Yeah.
This wee town takes a lot of traffic, Greg. You have people coming from Convey, you have people coming from Rafo, you have people coming from Strabane, you have people coming from Lifford from 7:30 to 9:30 in the morning, and you have the same volume of traffic going the other way in the evening time.
Mm.
You know, and some people might not know this road, but there's a lot of people go through the town very, very hard, you know, which, you know, besides the corner and everything else, there's a lot of speeding going on.
Right, okay. And thankfully, in this instance, we aren't talking about serious physical injury or loss of life, but it is a further reminder that something has to be done because it feels to me, Raymond, and I don't want to be dramatic, it feels to me like it is only a matter of time.
Oh, that's definitely only a matter of time again, Greg. Now, you know, I was on to you, speaking to you, it's probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Now, back on this, you know, 3 weeks since that. So, you know, it's a regular occurrence. You know, we be out there regular lifting vehicles. And as I said one time, we were up before Roland moved into his house. He's a local fellow here. We went up to collect the car with a recovery truck, and it was up against the gable of his house. You know, the impact was that bad, and the speed was involved was fairly high, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the council will need to be doing something. You know, they're spending a lot of foolish money other places. You know, all we want is 3 or 4 ramps. Would probably maybe cost £5,000 to £10,000.
Yes,
would sort this out in the short term.
I'm not sure it is the money. I think it's probably has to have 6 months surveys done on it or something, Raymond. It's probably not money. It's probably more to do with how do you practically, you know, get them over the line.
Well, Greg, well, we were on to the council this last maybe 5 years about this, and there's still nothing done. We haven't seen anybody to approach any local people in the area at all about this. And, you know, lives are more important, you know, I would think. You know, a few ramps wouldn't put the light out on them, and it definitely would save lives.